One in six Americans, 15% of Americans, live in poverty by the government's own measure of poverty. And I say by the government's own measure because it's actually a fairly inadequate measure. But by that inadequate measure, one in six Americans are poor. Now, most of our social safety net has been shredded. Welfare is a pale imitation of what it was 40, 50 years ago. Access to a lot of benefits programs has been massively reduced. The one area where it's still relatively intact is food stamps. At the moment, unless the Republicans get their way, in which case it won't be intact. But at the moment, food stamps is still pretty much intact. And so the numbers on food stamps serve as a fairly good proxy for the numbers in poverty, because if you're poor, with very few exceptions, the primary exception being if you're an undocumented migrant, but other than that, if you're poor in America, you qualify for food stamps. There are 47 million Americans on food stamps. That's a staggering number. 47 million Americans, by the government's own measure, are now so poor, are struggling so much, that if they didn't have food assistance, they would be malnourished. That's extraordinary. And the idea that we cannot talk about this is even more extraordinary. The idea that we went through an entire presidential election campaign last year and neither candidate made a major speech on poverty. Actually, one candidate did. He talked about 47% of the population. But with that exception, neither candidate addressed the problem.